Next up on PT Talker is Ira Gorman. He is a physical therapist, but more importantly, assistant professor at Regis University in Denver, Colorado. He is going to be joining us today. He teaches in the School of Physical Therapy, and his mission, his expertise, his specialty is to get those young students, physical therapy students who are coming out in the world, to think along with those that physical therapists that are currently in practice, to think about their environment and how do the patients that are walking in the front door who are on the obese side, who have that, who have diabetes and those kind of things, how does the physical therapy world deal with them? We'll be talking to Ira when we come back. Stay tuned for the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Well, as we do each and every week, we want to bring you an expert. And joining us on the line today is Ira Gorman, physical therapist from Regis. Mr. Gorman, how are you today?
Very good. Thank you, Jeff.
Well, thanks for joining us on PT Talker. I know that a lot of my clients are concerned about the number of obese patients walking in the front door. They are actually asking me to provide specialized equipment, extra heavy-duty tables, things that can deal with patients who are starting to reach that 300-pound and more weight limit. You have some expertise. You've done a lot of research. This is a topic that is starting to really affect a lot of PTs. What's your message out there? Because you've got a kind of a unique perspective.
Well, yes, as you stated, obesity is a tremendous problem. In fact, it's considered the next great public health challenge in our nation as we move into the 21st century. During the past 20 years, obesity rates have increased in all age groups and led to overall higher mortality rates in the U.S. So we use the word epidemic to describe this. It's a U.S. problem. It's an international problem, and it's also a problem in children and adults. So as physical therapists, yes, we are confronted with this problem every day in our practice. My big message, because of my background in public health and my present research and doctoral studies in kind of social epidemiology, is to look at the prevention as well as the treatment of obesity and to consider the context that patients live, what I call is more of a social ecological model, that in addition to treating the patient in front of us, we must consider the environment that they live, and we must try to address those factors in a multi-level approach, that it's not enough just talking to the individual patient and counseling them and instructing them in how to manage their weight, but we also must consider the environment that they live in. So I believe this is important because of not only improving the health of our population and not just the individual patients in front of us, but from a PT perspective, we talk about compliance. So compliance is an issue of, is the patient following through with what we recommend? And sometimes we don't take into account that the reason they may not be exercising, the reason they may not be getting enough physical activity is not just because of motivation or desire, but is the environment or the world that they live in.
Right.
So with children, we see that if they're not getting enough physical activity at school or their neighborhood, these are things that I think as a physical therapist we need to be aware of, and actually we can have an impact on as well.
Right. Now, you actually authored a study, How Physical Therapists Address Obesity in Clinical Practice. That actually won some awards in 2010. I know you're very active in the American Physical Therapy Association. But from your study, from your research, what are some of the key things, key takeaways that physical therapists need to be aware of that are occurring right now from the patients that they're seeing, whom are obese?
Well, we wrote a paper specifically looking at physical activity in diabetes prevention, and we were looking at the different levels of prevention and looking at primary prevention. Most physical therapists are involved in secondary prevention and tertiary prevention. Primary prevention is a way to prevent the disease from occurring, so it would be a way to prevent diabetes or prevent obesity in people that are young and healthy and hasn't occurred. And we looked at different ways that physical therapists can impact policy decisions, such as looking at access to facilities and making sure that schools and work sites and communities are supportive of physical activity, looking at urban planning and policy and looking at communities and how they're designed, looking at transportation policy, about how people get around communities and buildings and school-based physical education and looking at economic incentives and what we call pointed decision prompts. So here at Regis University, we have a number of signs around campus that encourage walking. We have a program called Step Up to Health, where we measure the amount of steps between different buildings so people get positive reinforcement. The whole concept of trying to get people to use the stairs rather than elevators, and some of that is behavioral, but some of that is also design. And we've always looked at and we felt that if you just make the stairs more accessible and the elevator less accessible, then people will do that. Most buildings are designed the opposite way. So those are the things that we included in this paper, and it was to encourage physical therapists to get involved in their community to improve these things, as well as counseling, as I said, individual patients to make those behavioral changes.
And do you feel that that is catching on? Now, the study came out in 2010, so we're now a good year into it. What kind of feedback, what results are you seeing from your efforts?
The paper was published at the end of 2008, and then we did some presentations in 2010 at the annual conference of the American Physical Therapy Association. And I do believe it is catching on. The American Physical Therapy Association has promoted this idea. There's been more people thinking about public health from a physical therapy standpoint. Physical therapists are first and foremost clinicians. That means they treat patients and they focus on the person right in front of them, and that's appropriate. That's what clinicians do. But other health providers, physicians, nurses, even dentists and other areas, have always looked at prevention, looked at population health as well as the individual. And I think there's more physical therapists like me that now are thinking in that direction who have some public health backgrounds that are trying to inject that into practice, and I certainly try to inject that into our students' education so that they become professionals down the road that think that way as well. So I'm seeing some positive changes. Plus, the whole discussion on healthcare reform and things that have come out of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act are moving in more of a prevention area, and things like accountable care organizations will actually open up opportunities for physical therapists to be involved in prevention and population health and not just focusing on the individual.
Yeah, we've had several experts on PT Talker talking about the accountable care organizations, and of course their message is prevention. So you would actually direct our listeners to be thinking about how, you know, they're all different types of patient populations, but specifically the obese patient that's maybe caused by specific things, how we can get involved in dealing with those patients specifically.
We know obesity leads to many other medical problems, metabolic syndrome, as well as joint problems. So physical therapists see these individuals, and if we can prevent some of these problems, we will help reduce healthcare costs. I always think there'll be plenty of patients for PTs to see and treat, and we're not trying to destroy our business. But we want to make it more effective. We want to be able to limit the comorbidities and be able to treat people most effectively. Right. And I do believe that cost is an issue. And if there's any way that we can help reduce healthcare costs, that'll be in the best interests of our society, but also our profession.
Yeah. Now, is there a bias out there? Are there physical therapists who are uncomfortable speaking to the obese patient about that as a problem, instead of just accepting them for the way they are? Does any of that exist in our profession, or is it clear that, boy, someone walks in, you need to get on them, not only about the pain that they're there for, but their weight?
Well, I wouldn't say bias, but I think there are some barriers to doing this. And some of it is the nature of physical therapists who want to be able to help people who tend to be very physically active and have taken care of themselves quite well. So when they see somebody who is believed to be a behavioral issue of obesity, and it may be due to poor nutrition, the intake side, and lack of physical activity, the outtake side, so to speak, of the energy balance. I think there is a little bit of not just bias, but frustration. In other words, this person just needs to control their behavior of eating less and exercising more. So we come from that perspective. But I also think that there's a tendency to struggle with the changes. There are some practical limitations of treating somebody for a back injury who's obese. May not be able to respond to the manual techniques, or your equipment may not be the right size. So I think there's some frustrations from that standpoint. that get in the way.
And as a physical therapist, do they have an obligation to discuss overweight with that patient, or do you think, and which is leading to my, I'm just trying to understand, do you think there are therapists out there that tend to just overlook that, none of my business, they're here for their knee, that's what I'm going to deal with, their weight is their issue?
That might have been an issue in the past, but I really believe that that has changed.
Okay.
I think people now look at somebody with a knee problem and look at the whole person and say, okay, I can rehabilitate this knee, but I need to address these underlying issues or the outcome won't be good. Or, as they said, compliance is a factor, and we need to really then understand why this person is not exercising or is unable to. And maybe it's not just it hurts, but they just don't have the availability of equipment, of time, of things like that. There's one other issue that's important to bring up, is what I call a barrier to this whole movement, so to speak, is reimbursement. And that's a very realistic problem, and that's why I believe the healthcare reform changes may change that a little bit. But there's always been a problem
now? What do you mean now to reimbursement?
Well, the problem has always been on how physical therapists get paid.
Sure.
And we get paid for medical interventions, and
right.
we focus on the individuals, and we look for medical diagnoses. And health and wellness in this area has always been a concern of will we get reimbursed or paid for the services if they don't, quote, have a medical diagnosis. So if somebody comes in just for weight loss, or somebody comes in with a diagnosis of obesity, which only recently has become identified as a medical problem, PTs who say, well, I'm not going to get paid for that, so I need to make sure they have a joint problem or something else. And so now we kind of are pushing legislatively for, and commercial insurance companies as well as Medicare are moving in that direction to recognize that obesity is a medical problem and needs to be addressed, and there are comorbidities associated with it.
Okay.
And then the prevention activities have always been a problem because PTs have not been in healthcare itself. You know, we have a medical care system, not so much a healthcare system. So we don't reimburse very well for prevention.
Mm-hmm.
So to prevent an illness is hard to justify to run classes, to work out in the community, because a physical therapist gets reimbursed and earns most of their income from treating patients in their clinic.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to move PTs out of the clinic and move into the community a little bit more and to come up with ways that they can be compensated for that time.
Yeah, I think you are, I think you're having an effect, because I noticed just on many of the LinkedIn groups that have to do with physical therapy, I'm seeing more and more discussion about weight loss as a component of a physical therapy clinic. Even though it may be a cash-based situation, they are still recognizing it and trying to offer those services to the public.
That's a very good point, Jeff. There are many other providers out there, practitioners, who are actually moving into this area. And as physical therapists, we don't want to lose that ability to treat and offer an effective intervention for people who are looking at weight loss. Certainly there are personal trainers and
sure.
Other areas and health clubs. But we think as physical therapists, we have a unique ability because of our understanding of the medical problems, biomechanics, physiology, that we can also make sure that people who are on weight loss programs are doing the proper and effective types of interventions. That a lot of times we hear from people who go to health clubs and set up on programs, but then they develop joint problems, knee problems, and hip problems, and the personal trainer may not be the best person to address those, while a physical therapist can certainly address these other problems in addition to the weight loss. So it's really about a multidisciplinary approach. We're saying that physical therapists should work in the community with other individuals, not in isolation. And that's the beauty of what we call a socio-ecological model, is that it encourages individuals to work with other disciplines and policymakers and teachers and nutritionists and things like that.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. Sadly, we are out of time, though. Ira, I really appreciate you taking time to talk to us today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity, and it's a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, and just real quickly, you were in private practice. You've been at Regis now teaching in the School of Physical Therapy. You were 16 years now at Regis. You were in private practice before. I'm just curious, do you miss it at all, or are you getting your needs met teaching?
Well, I do, and recently, I'm first and foremost a clinician as well, as I said, all physical therapists are. And I was in private practice for many years, and then I left practice to start teaching and work on my PhD. And recently we have started a faculty practice in our clinic that I manage and run. So I'm back treating patients as well a few days a week in addition to my teaching and research responsibilities.
Great. And now quickly, tell me about that. Is that a free clinic, or how does that work at Regis?
It's a practice on campus located in our fitness center, which is, again, that health and wellness approach. We treat students, staff, staff and faculty, so people that are associated with the Regis, okay. with the Regis community. And we do bill their insurance, although okay. we have very reasonable charges, and we work with people individually, but
right.
we do bill their insurance.
Sure, okay, yeah, very good. All right, Ira Gorman, assistant professor from Regis University, sharing with us today his experience dealing with, oh boy, the obese patient in physical therapy. I thought your information was very helpful, and I'm sure our listeners will find it helpful to them as well. Ira, just real quickly, I just want to say thanks to you again for your time today.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
All right. Well, everyone out there, hopefully that you found this information to be helpful. I want to ask you to please continue to spread PT Talker around. This is free. You can subscribe to PT Talker for free by going to www.pttalker.com. I love hearing from all the people who continue to not only listen to the current topic each week, but I'm still getting emails from people who are hearing things that we did over 2 years ago. So that's also rewarding. So if you've missed a previous episode of PT Talker, feel free to find us on iTunes. And I hope that today's episode will help you to hopefully help someone get well today. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now. We'll see you next week.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.